It's time for a different take. This is Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews. Every morning starting at 5, we give you the latest local Atlanta news. Sports news doesn't stop, and we're here to get you caught up on the latest Atlanta sports news and more.
The Hometown Take is on Sports Radio 92.9, The Game. Now, here's Dylan.
What's going on, everybody? Good morning, Atlanta. Happy Tuesday to you. I hope all is well. It is Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take with your boy Dylan Matthews live in the Kia Studios. And we got a lot to get into this morning because the Lamar Jackson saga continues. But before we dive into that, make sure you follow the radio station at 92.9 The Game. Make sure you follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews. We're going to go around the A. We're going to talk about not only Matt Olson heating up and around the A, but we're going to talk about Eddie Rosario as well. The revenge tour looks like it's loading, and it's just about ready. We'll also give thoughts on the Braves' new Nike City Edition uniforms. I'll let you know my thoughts on those as well. The Hawks roller coaster season continues tonight against the Cleveland Cavaliers. And I'm going to play you some Dan Lebatard audio. He had a comment on Lamar Jackson going to the Falcons and Desmond Ridder and things of that nature. So I will let you hear that. I will react to it. And then finally at 5:40, I have to go in on this ref that threw out JT Realmuto. I mean, I don't like the Phillies either, but dang. I don't dislike him that much. So that's at 5:40. Of course, we will do around the A in 18 minutes at 5:20. But we have to start with Lamar Jackson. Also, shout out to my guy, Max Van Auken. He's behind the glass holding it down. Shout out to you, Max. Appreciate you holding it down, brother, man.
Oh, of course. It's a pleasure.
Yes,
this is
sir.
This is the best show there is right here.
Hey, man. I appreciate it. I try. So Lamar Jackson released all the tea yesterday, just about all the tea. He announced on social media that he requested a trade on March 2nd. He said in one of his tweets, quote, "The Ravens have not been interested in meeting my value," unquote. So look, here's the deal. I told you all that I was not going to talk about Lamar Jackson again until there was some new news, until there was some developments. Well, there has been some developments, so I'm going to talk about Lamar. Only in this first segment, though. Actually, I lied. In the first two segments, I'm going to talk about him. But really, only in this first segment. Because I've talked about it ad nauseum. And real quick, just a sidebar to this story. I was getting ready for my show. I was getting ready for the morning shift coming up at 6 a.m., Bo Morgan, Mike Johnson, Tiffany Blackman. We'll talk to them later. I was getting ready for the morning shift, putting the rundown together, getting ready for my show, putting the rundown together. And then my girlfriend wants to come at me and rile me up late at night when I'm trying to wind down. She's trying to rile me up about this whole Lamar Jackson thing, saying, oh, you guys need to go after Lamar. Why don't y'all go after Lamar? I'm like, you an Eagles fan. Why are you even talking to me right now, trying to rile me up? So I had to hit her with some facts. I had to hit her with some of my takes. And we had a very passionate debate at about 11 at night. It got loud. I was like, we need to quiet down or we're going to get a noise complaint. I was yelling passionately. Not like yelling at her, but, you know, I was loud talking at her. But it was all love, though. It was all good. So, again, let me be clear. I don't not want Lamar Jackson. It's not a matter of not wanting Lamar Jackson. I just don't want to trade assets for him. I am not willing to give up two first-round picks for him right now, especially when it looks like the writing on the wall right now to me says he's going to play on the tag this year. Or he's going to sit out until the Ravens trade him. And if the Ravens trade him, they're getting two first-round picks no matter what. That's just the cost of getting Lamar right now. He's on that non-exclusive franchise tag, and if a team trades for Lamar, then they got to give up two first-round picks. That's just what it is. There's no debating that. There's no getting around that. That's just what you have to do. So Lamar, right now, costs two first-round picks. I'm not willing to give that up. This team is building. This team is on the ascension. This Atlanta Falcons football team is headed in the right direction, in my opinion, and I don't think you need to give up that eighth overall pick right now, and I don't think you need to give up your first-round pick next year. I don't think that's smart. I don't think that's in the best interest of the Atlanta Falcons. I understand that Lamar was going to put butts in seats. I understand Lamar Jackson is an MVP. I understand he's a really good quarterback. Again, it's not the fact that I don't want him. The timing is just not right. And honestly, if I'm keeping it a buck with y'all, I think Lamar Jackson is going to become available as a free agent to where we can just straight up sign him. Now, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe a team ends up trading for him. Maybe he ends up holding out and leaving the Ravens no choice but to trade him. And if that happens, okay. Whatever team traded for him, good for them. You're getting a good quarterback, a really, really good quarterback, MVP caliber quarterback. But I do not want to invest two first-round picks and the boatload of money we're going to have to give Lamar Jackson when we haven't even seen what Desmond Ridder can do. I'm not saying Desmond Ridder is Lamar Jackson. But what I am saying, can we not just explore the possibility that Desmond Ridder can get the job done? Can we not just wait and see that? Literally, can we just give Desmond Ridder 1 year? Just one. And I understand the rebuttal. Oh, but he might not be there after a year. Oh, why would you wait a year when you can go get him now? Because a year from now, you might be able to get him for just money. You might be able to just sign him outright and not have to trade for him. That's why you wait. And then you get to see what you have in Desmond Ridder. You get to see if you even need to invest in a quarterback because you might have your guy on the roster already. Your guy might be on the roster wearing number 4 already. So I'm just not willing to jump the gun. I'm like one of those people that just got out of credit card debt. Like, we just got all this cap space. Now we got our draft assets. We're trying to build this team up the right way. Build it from the inside out. I don't want to just go right back into being in cap purgatory because we wanted to go get Lamar. Now, if Desmond Ridder shows that maybe he's not the guy, maybe he's not the franchise quarterback moving forward, then of course, go get Lamar or go get whoever you can. Go get that guy that's going to put us over the top and put us in contention. But that guy might already be on the roster. And I just feel like we are trying to jump the gun. Can we build the team first? Can we build around Desmond Ridder first, see what he can do, give him the year, and then see what happens after that? Because maybe he's just fine. Look at the San Francisco 49ers. They have done a great job of what? Building up the team. They went to the NFC Championship. And now, this is no slight to Brock Purdy. Brock Purdy might end up being really good. But he was Mr. Irrelevant. He was the last pick in the NFL draft. And again, when you have the defensive line that the San Francisco 49ers have, when you have the offensive line that the San Francisco 49ers have, when you have the weapons that the San Francisco 49ers have, it probably doesn't take much for your quarterback to look good. And again, that's no shade to Brock Purdy. I'm just being real. Did Brock Purdy do anything electric during his time? How many SportsCenter top 10 plays did Brock Purdy make? But guess what? He was good enough to get the job done. As far as leading them to the NFC Championship game. Now, he got hurt. He couldn't really throw. If that injury doesn't happen to Brock Purdy, I don't know what happens in that NFC Championship game. They still might have lost. They might have been able to come back and win. Who knows? But the point is, Desmond Ridder could be just fine when it comes to getting the job done. Let's explore that possibility. See if you even need to invest in a quarterback, because he could already be on the roster, and he could already be on the roster for cheap. So, if Desmond Ridder can be that guy, if Desmond Ridder can get the job done, now you have your quarterback on a very team-friendly deal for at least the next, what, 3 years? You pick up the fifth-year option, and now you can continue to build around Desmond Ridder for the next 3 years. And then you sign him, and then you start to figure other things out as far as cap goes and things of that nature. But then guess what? Other guys start coming off the books. And then you can do what you need to do with the cap. But at that point in time, you would then be in win now mode. And then you can make more aggressive moves. But my point is, just slow your roll, Atlanta. I understand and I appreciate the excitement around getting Lamar. I do. I just don't think it's the right move. I don't think it's the right time to make that kind of move. So, we'll see where Lamar Jackson ends up. The odds, I saw some odds, and Atlanta is still somehow the favorite. I don't know how. If Atlanta hasn't told the city, if Atlanta hasn't told the NFL that they're going with Desmond Ridder, then I don't know what else they need to say. I don't know what else they need to do. They brought in Taylor Heinicke to be the backup to Desmond Ridder. Taylor Heinicke told you that he's going to be the backup to Desmond Ridder. Terry Fontenot, Arthur Smith have told you how much they like Desmond Ridder. And again, I understand this could all be one giant smokescreen. But that don't look like that to me. To me, it looks like this team is really invested in Desmond Ridder, as they should be. So, y'all seen the memes? Hold up. Let them cook. Let Arthur Smith and let Terry Fontenot cook. And let Desmond Ridder cook too. Hold up. Let them cook. Let Desmond Ridder show you what he's working with. Let Desmond Ridder show you what he can do before y'all want to riot about not getting Lamar Jackson. So, again, that's my 2, 3, 4, 5 cents on Lamar Jackson. I really am tired of talking about Lamar, but we kind of have to at this point. It would go against everything I believe in if I didn't talk about Lamar, because he is news. And the Lamar Jackson saga is the hottest thing out right now, so we had to talk about it. But honestly, I don't want to. All right. We're going to get to some other stories, some other headlines around the state of Georgia in the city of Atlanta, because we got two hot Braves. We ain't just Matt Olson no more. We got another Brave whose bat is hot right now. Just send all the guys down to Truist Park, or send them actually all to D.C. That's where we're starting the year, against the Nationals in Washington, D.C. Send them all to D.C. because they're ready. I'm also going to give you my thoughts on the Braves' new Nike City Edition uniforms that they revealed yesterday. And we'll talk about the Hawks and their roller coaster season continuing tonight. Big game tonight, too. Two big games for the Hawks going on tonight. I'll explain that, and then we'll listen to what Dan Le Batard had to say about Lamar Jackson and Desmond Ridder. That is happening in 5 minutes right here on the Hometown Take, hosted by your boy Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Back with more of the Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take with your boy Dylan Matthews live in the Kia Studios. Spent last segment, had to talk about Lamar Jackson again. I understand why. I know. He's the biggest story out right now. His whole saga is the biggest thing out right now. I get it. I feel like I've talked about Lamar Jackson so much in the past 2 months, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. I don't know. I just feel like I've been talking about Lamar Jackson ad nauseum lately. So we'll see where he goes. I don't think he ends up with the Falcons. Don't be upset, Falcons fans. I don't think it's the right move right now. I went over in the first segment. It's just not the right time. I don't think it's smart for the Atlanta Falcons right now to give up two first-round picks, and you're going to have to invest a whole lot of money in him. I don't think it's smart, especially when you can just sit back this year, let Desmond Ridder cook, let Desmond Ridder show you what he's got. If he don't have it, if he's not franchise quarterback material, then revisit Lamar, because guess what? I think he's probably going to be available again next year. I think he either sits out and the Ravens are forced to trade him, or he plays on the tag and then you can go get him again next year. So we'll see what happens. And yes, we will continue to talk about Lamar only when required, though. Only when some new news comes out. I'm not just going to start talking about Lamar to talk about him, because I talked about him enough already. But anywho, there are other things going on around the state of Georgia and the city of Atlanta. Other things that got me really excited, and I'm going to share them with you now as we go around the A.
It's time for a look at our local sports scene. This is Around the A on the Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews.
Woo-wee! Are y'all ready? Atlanta, are y'all ready? Opening day is just a couple of days away. You count today, which you're not technically supposed to. It's 3 days away. But really, it's only 2 days away because you don't count today. Thursday, it starts. Thursday, the marathon begins. The Braves embark on their journey to win a sixth straight NL East title and try to hoist that World Series trophy back up. And a couple of dudes, they look like they already ready. Well, one dude, he's been ready. That's Matt Olson. And yesterday, he did it again.
He's been asking all the right questions. And that sounded loud.
Oh, it sounded loud. Oh, it
baby,
loud.
Let's go. I think he's ready, guys. I think he's ready for the year to start. Oh, wow. That ball was crushed.
Crushed.
I couldn't see it. I just heard it, and it sounded good.
He took him deep when they were down in that pool today or whatever the park is down there.
Oh, too. Yeah, that's right, huh? He hit it twice off him.
Yeah.
Wow, that was incredible.
His major league leading eighth home run of the spring, and this one was absolutely crushed, yes.
That was incredible, man.
That whole scenario, that whole scene was just great. They were interviewing Braves catcher Travis d'Arnaud, and then, wham, Matt Olson unleashes and launches his eighth home run of the spring. You heard Brandon Godden, courtesy, that call courtesy of Brandon Godden and Bally Sports, by the way. You just hear Matt Olson unleash one, his eighth home run that leads the MLB right now as far as spring training goes. That man is just white hot. You can't get him out right now. My goodness. Like Brandon Godden said, put a man in bubble tape, put him in bubble wrap, throw some packing peanuts in there with him, and just send him on to DC because he's ready. He's ready to go. But wait, there's another guy that's heating up, and I think his revenge tour might be loaded. And that guy is Eddie Rosario.
3-1. This one to right. This one, goodbye. runs in back-to-back days for Eddie Rosario. 3-0 Atlanta.
Brandon, I got to tell you, the theme of today has been the guys are ready. If anybody's going to send a message to everyone at home, Eddie Rosario is going to be the left fielder this year, and he's going to have a big year.
You keep playing like that, you're dang right, Peter Moylan. Again, call courtesy of Brandon Godden and Bally Sports. But you're dang right, Peter Moylan. Eddie Rosario keeps playing like that, he is going to be the left fielder every day, as he should. And look, we get a big season from Matt Olson, from Eddie Rosario, from Ozzy, from Ronald Acuña Jr., who all battling their own injuries and their own ailments. Not Matt Olson. He just got – he was in the shift. He hit in the shift 81% of the time and still had a big season. But you get bounce-back seasons from Eddie Rosario, Ozzy Albies, Ronald Acuña Jr., and Matt Olson keeps playing the way he's playing. He keeps swinging the way he's swinging with no shift. This could be the most dangerous offense in Major League Baseball, period. So, Matt Olson, Eddie Rosario, they're ready to go. And by the way, that was Eddie Rosario's second home run in as many games. Second home run in as many days. So Eddie Rosario starting to cook. Matt Olson been cooking. And the Braves, they hot. They getting hot. As Thursday gets closer, the Braves are getting hotter, and I love to see it. They beat the Red Sox yesterday 6-1 in Grapefruit League action. Speaking of the Braves, they also revealed their new Nike City Edition uniforms. If you haven't seen them, just go to the Braves Twitter and you can see them. They got the nice A on the chest and a little the. So it's like the A. And they threw it back to their old school colors, the old Hank Aaron unis. I like them. I think they're pretty fire. Max, real quick, what do you think about the Braves' new uniforms? You like them?
Copping
a jersey?
You know what? I'm going to have to do it. This is going to be my first Braves jersey.
Okay.
My family's from New York. There's some Yankee fans. Yeah. They'll forgive me for this. They'll understand the situation. But right. I was on Instagram, and I'm scrolling. I'm like, wait, hold on. What are these jerseys? And I'm like, these are some nice jerseys. They did it right, for sure.
They did it right. They put a nice, like, modern twist on the old school throwbacks. So I like what they did with those City Edition uniforms. So if you haven't seen them, you can go check those out as well. And they even got Zaytoven to drop a song with the uniforms. That's how you know that's player right there. They got Zaytoven, an Atlanta legend, to drop a song along with the uniform drop as well. So go check that out. Go check the song out. Go check the Nike City Edition uniforms. They're going to be wearing them every Saturday night home game this season. So every Saturday night home game, you'll see the Braves in their new Nike City Edition uniforms, a little modern twist on the old Hank Aaron throwback unis. Moving on to the Atlanta Hawks. The roller coaster of mediocrity continues. I hate to talk about the Hawks this way. I hate to always have to call them mediocre, but that's just what they are. They just what they are. To steal Mike Johnson's line, they're the most mid team in history. Literally the most mid team in history. So they take on the Cleveland Cavaliers tonight, who just clinched a playoff spot, by the way. And the Cavs, a little nugget on them. They are headed to their first postseason without LeBron James since the 1997-98 season. That is crazy. That is a stat. The Cavs have not seen the playoffs without LeBron since the 1997-98 season, but they're going to do it this year with Donovan Mitchell, Jared Allen, Evan Mobley, Darius Garland. They got a nice squad. And if I'm any team in the Eastern Conference, I do not want to see the Cleveland Cavaliers. Not in the first round, not in the second round, not in the conference finals. I don't want to see Cleveland because they are going to be a tough out. They'll be a tough out for Milwaukee. They'll be a tough out for Boston. They'll be a tough out for Philly. Cleveland ain't no joke now. They're for real. And Donovan Mitchell, He's made the playoffs every single year he's been in the league. He's been on some good teams, but he's been the star of those good teams. So Donovan Mitchell, man, doing his thing out there. So the Hawks in State Farm Arena tonight, taking on the Cleveland Cavaliers. And look, tonight is a big night for the Hawks. Not only because they need to win their game to get back to 500 again, but the Heat and the Raptors also play tonight. And right now, the Hawks are in eighth place, but they are in a tie with the Toronto Raptors. Yes, the Atlanta Hawks hold the tiebreaker, but the Hawks lose tonight to Cleveland, and the Raptors beat the Heat. Hawks drop to ninth place in the East. And then, I don't know what's going to happen. The Hawks drop to ninth tonight. Man, that's just going to be such a – it's not even going to be that it's so bad. It's just going to be an extra gut punch to the city, to Hawks fans such as myself. So, hopefully the Hawks can get a win tonight against the Cleveland Cavaliers. I haven't seen anything to where the Cleveland is going to rest any starters or anything tonight. We'll see. But hopefully the Hawks can come out and get a win, whether Cleveland brings out their full squad or not. All right, last thing I want to touch on as we round out around the A on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take with your boy Dylan Matthews. Dan Le Batard had some words to say about Lamar Jackson and the Atlanta Falcons not wanting to pursue Lamar Jackson. And apparently he was quoting, I don't know, I can't remember if he was quoting an executive or what, but here is the audio. Here's what Dan Le Batard had to say about the Falcons and Lamar Jackson.
This, I understand how people arrive at the conclusion that this feels like both collusion and racism when the Atlanta Falcons are immediately saying, in that division, no interest, no interest. And then those broadcasters saying one of the most amazing sentences I've ever heard. You don't want to piss off Desmond Ridder. Third round pick, two touchdown passes, and I liked him at Cincinnati, but
you got to keep him happy, Dan.
But they went after Deshaun Watson and pissed off the best player in franchise history and former MVP Matt Ryan.
Matty Ice.
You don't want to piss off Desmond Ridder for an MVP. You realize that if I put Lamar Jackson in that division, that team immediately becomes the favorite, and nobody wants him.
But you piss off Ridder.
It's not the fact that nobody wants him, Dan. It's the fact that the Falcons are trying to build the team around Desmond Ridder. And if they have to go get another quarterback, the team will be built around Lamar Jackson, whoever the next quarterback is, if Desmond Ridder turns out to be not that guy. Now, whether this is collusion on Lamar or not, it could be. Whether it's racism or not, who knows? We know how the NFL gets down. I'm not going to get into all that. But I don't think it's fair to say that just because the Atlanta Falcons aren't pursuing him means that he's being colluded on or it's racism. The Falcons might just not want him. I can't speak for any other team, but I know for this team, I don't want him. I don't think the Falcons necessarily need him. So, I don't think all of Dan's words are fair there. And he wasn't saying that the Falcons were being racist or they were partaking in whatever collusion may or may not be going on against Lamar Jackson. He was saying how he can see people coming to that conclusion, which, I mean, I guess that's fair. But I'm just sick and tired of people going so hard on the Falcons for not pursuing Lamar. Do you understand what it's going to take to get Lamar? Do you understand the position we are in right now? It's not the right move at this point in time. Why would you give up? Why would you give up prospects? Why would you give up draft capital? You literally just got all this cap space. Why would you give it right back up? The money and the draft capital is going to take to get Lamar just doesn't make sense for the Falcons at this point in time. If it was just draft capital, okay. If it was just having to sign him, okay. but it's both. And yes, that is a deal breaker for me. And apparently to the Falcons as well. Because guess what? If it were so easy and if it was such a brainless, not even having to think about a decision, the Falcons would have done it already. Or a team would have done it already. So, again, my 2, 3, 4, 5 cents on Lamar Jackson. Before I get too riled up, we're going to go ahead and end around the A. But actually, in 5 minutes, I'm going to get right back riled up again. Because did you see what happened to JT Realmuto? Now, look, I'm no Phillies fan. I dislike the Phillies just as much as the next guy. But this is getting crazy what these umps and these referees are doing out here. We'll talk about that next. It's in 5 minutes on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Back with more of the Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take with your boy Dylan Matthews live in the Kia Studios. Thank you for starting your Tuesday morning with me. Or possibly ending your Monday night technically with me if you haven't gone to sleep yet. Shout out to all my third shifters out there. Shout out to all the truck drivers out there powering through, moving from state to state, moving precious cargo and whatnot. Shout out to all my early morning risers as well. Thank you for tuning in and rocking with me here on a Tuesday morning. We're just talking about how I was sick and tired of talking about Lamar Jackson, and I got real riled up towards the end of Around the A. Well, I saw something yesterday that got me real riled up too, because these referees, and not all of them, let me not bunch them all together. Some of these referees and some of these umpires, they need to go into acting. They need to go into theater. If they want the spotlight on them, become a singer, become an actor, do something else. Because when you are a referee or an umpire, the game is not about you. And guess what? Nobody's looking at you. But I guess that's what the problem is, huh? Without further ado, let me get to my morning migraine.
Rant alert. It's time for Dylan to go off on the Hometown Take.
So, JT Realmuto gets thrown out by an umpire. I got to find his full name. Randy Rosenberg. That's his name. He gets thrown out by Randy Rosenberg because JT Realmuto, if you don't know, catcher for the Philadelphia Phillies. They're playing spring training game, trying to get ready for the season, just like all MLB teams are right now. He's in his catching position, and when a catcher needs a new ball, a lot of the time, they won't even look back. They'll just hold their catcher's mitt up. They know the umpire is going to place a ball there most of the time. But guess what? Sometimes the umpire instead just throws the new ball to the pitcher. Totally fine. So, JT Realmuto holds up his glove, holds up his catcher's mitt for a new ball. Doesn't feel a new ball come. He goes on to say, jumping forward a little bit, Realmuto said, "Dude, I thought you were throwing the ball." So, JT Realmuto is under the impression that Randy Rosenberg has thrown the ball to the pitcher and not put it in his glove that he's holding up. You probably all have seen the video right now. You know what I'm talking about. So, Randy Rosenberg then goes to put the ball in Realmuto's glove. Realmuto, thinking that Rosenberg already threw the ball, it just so happens, again, JT Realmuto is not looking at him, but it just so happens this time, this actually is a coincidence. Realmuto puts his glove back or brings his glove back closer to his body at the same time that Rosenberg is trying to drop the ball. Well, Randy Rosenberg gets all butthurt. Rosenberg gets all in his feelings. He decides to throw Realmuto out of the game and eject him. The most dumbest ejection I have seen in my life. The softest ejection I have seen in my life. Is that really what umpires are doing these days? Really? First and foremost, you should have seen that he was not looking at you. He did not purposely move his glove at the same time that you were trying to drop the ball. Because guess what? You are very shallow and conceited as an umpire. And by the way, before I even say this part, it has been confirmed that Realmuto and Rosenberg, they had no prior beef, no beefs in years past. Even in that game, nothing had happened prior to that game to where there was a little friction between the two to where maybe you could argue, okay, maybe JT did it on purpose. There was no prior beefs. There was no prior talking tos or run-ins or anything like that. So no friction. There was no friction between the two. So the fact that you think JT Realmuto, who is playing in an MLB game, trying to get ready for the season, the fact that Randy Rosenberg thinks that JT Realmuto, who probably has a million things on his mind, including playing a baseball game at the time, the fact that Randy Rosenberg thinks that JT Realmuto is thinking about him enough to like, ooh, I'm about to get him. I'm about to move my glove at the same time he's dropping this ball, and I'm going to just look the other way so it looks like I'm not looking at him and I just did it on accident. The fact that you think he did that out of any sort of spite is so shallow of Randy Rosenberg. Like I said to start, JT Realmuto wasn't thinking about you. The fans aren't thinking about you. And the rest of the players aren't thinking about you or looking at you. But again, I guess that's the problem, and I guess that's why you were in your feelings, so you had to make it about you. JT did respond to this. He said, quote, how does he expect me to know he's giving me the ball right there? JT also said, I'm not even looking at him. Quote, I said, dude, I thought you were throwing the ball, unquote. Randy Rosenberger's response, quote, I'm not going to buy that. You don't have to buy it. It's the truth, Randy. Get over yourself. Goodness gracious. So Dan Iasogna, I hope I said your name right, Dan. I'm sorry. He was the crew chief yesterday. And he said that he didn't think Randy Rosenberg acted hastily. He said, quote, I believe Randy felt like the situation warranted an ejection, and that's what he did. I understand you're standing up for your guy, Danny. You're not going to put him on blast in the public, and I respect you for that, but I hope you tore into him behind closed doors because that's what he deserved. Just a little background on Randy. He's a AAA umpire and a Major League call-up umpire who's eligible for spring training games and as a fill-in during the regular season. An up-down guy. Crew Chief Dan Iasogna described him as an up-down guy. Well, guess what? You need to keep him down. He don't need to be up no more. Keep him down. And guess what? I don't want to see Randy Rosenberg at one Atlanta Braves game. I don't want to see him in a Major League game anymore. He doesn't deserve that anymore, in my opinion. Keep him at AAA because guess what? He needs to learn that this is not about you. Randy Rosenberg, people come to Major League Baseball games. People come to sporting events to watch the players, to watch the athletes, not the umpires. So get over yourself and realize the players aren't thinking about you or looking at you, and the fans aren't thinking about you or looking at you. If you want people to look at you and focus on you and be in the spotlight, get into acting, get into theater, go become a singer. Just ridiculous, man. Some of these referees and umps are tripping. Straight up tripping. Okay. Some people that aren't tripping, though. That's the morning shift. Bo Johnson. Bo Morgan. Tiffany Blackman. Mike Johnson. We're going to talk to them next. Because they aren't tripping, and I like them. And they aren't conceited. They aren't shallow like Randy Rosenberg is. So let's check in with the morning shift and see what they got coming up this morning. It is the Hometown Take on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, and the Odyssey app. We'll talk to the morning shift next.